Page 18. Drive-ins. 80 years ago, the drive-in theater was born. Was your last trip to the movies a memorable experience? Maybe not. But years ago, people could have as much fun at the movies as they did watching the film. The days of the drive-in theater. In 1933, Richard Hollingshead created a unique movie-going experience when he opened the first outdoor theater. At this New Jersey drive-in theater, people watched a movie from their cars for the first time. The popular idea spread. And by the mid-60s, there were around 5,000 drive-ins across America. At a drive-in, the entertainment began before the movie started. Playgrounds, pony rides, and more provided lots of fun for the kids. Halfway through the movie, dancing drinks and singing hot dogs appeared on the screen. Hungry people would then flock to the concession stand for a small snack or a full meal. The drive-in provided a whole evening of inexpensive entertainment. In the 1980s, however, VCRs, cable TV, and rising property prices almost caused the death of drive-ins. People didn't go to them as before. But some drive-ins survived, and new generations of moviegoers are now enjoying the experience. Word bank. Memorable. We took a memorable trip to Beijing where we visited my father's relatives. Entertainment. The amusement park has plenty of entertainment for all ages. Property. Frank wants to buy property in the city, but it's too expensive. Generation. For generations, the famous painting was missing, but it was found last year. More information. Concession stand. VCR. Talk about it. Have you ever been to a drive-in theater? Discuss. Do you prefer going to an indoor theater or a drive-in?